Good evening.
Oh, good. You came through. You get a lot of rain?
A lot of rain, but, you know, nothing really serious yet.
Okay.
It's still 100 miles. It's still 100 miles away.
Oh, okay. They just announced on the news, I just turned it on, and it said that Hollywood was without power and streetlights and such, and they would not allow them to come back yet. So that means Jasmine's still wherever she is.
No, she actually said she was driving down already. But, you know, wherever she's ending up, you know, she's ahead of time, and, you know, who knows what's actually going to happen.
Right.
But,
Malcolm?
You know, good evening.
Good evening.
It was 2 weeks before we could get to that because of the trees and the electricity and the danger, you know, of having people come back.
And that's probably what should be going on.
Mm-hmm.
So let us begin. We're starting section 11 of Noah. The Salam commentary, and it will start with Pasuk 69. B'shem Yichud Kudsha Barifu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimu Uthilu Uthilu Urchimu Leyakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah ויהי נועם, אדוני אלוהינו, עלינו מעשה ידינו, כונני עלינו, מעשה ידינו, כוננהו. רבי אבא אמר, בגהי נום, אית בדורים, על מדורים, תין ינין, תלית עין, עד שבה, והא וכבוה, Havrayayo, Zakayin inun, Tzadikaya deinun, Mistamrin, Maehove, Chayavaya, Vilazle, Viarchaihu, Vilan, Mistave, Behove, Kalman, Distav, Kad azion lehahu alma nachit v'gehinom v'nachit ad medora tata. Rabbi Abba said that in Gehinom there are compartments upon compartments, seconds, thirds, and so on, until seven. The friends have already explained this issue. Blessed are the righteous who guard themselves from the sins of the wicked and do not follow in their paths, nor defile themselves. For when a person who has become impure dies and passes on to the world of truth, he goes down into Gehinnom. There he descends until he reaches the lowest compartment. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Is the world of truth the spiritual, another metaphor for the spiritual world, or is that another word for Gehinnom?
I'm not sure which word are you asking about?
World of truth.
The world of truth is any spiritual world, because the spiritual worlds have less illusion than the physical world. And the world of Atzilut essentially has no illusion. But Bria and Yetzirah have different levels of illusion. So the physical world is the most illusionary. And so it's referring to, when it says the world of truth, it's talking about heaven, it's talking about Zeranpin. because the Sefirah of Yesod is called truth. I hope I haven't confused you.
No.
So going down to the bottom of the pit, or through the seven layers, is that for, do we get purified at each level, or do we have to descend to that level, the lowest, to come up to be purified? If we are, have the merit to do so.
It's an excellent question. And I'm not going to answer it because I'm sure it'll be answered in the next verses. But if at the end of this section you don't have an answer, you should ask it again.
I may not remember it, but okay.
Well, you can always write it down if you're driving.
Okay.
Then you can ask Tana to write it down.
Well, actually, I just read it, and it's in there, so you don't have to write it down.
Okay.
Hannah, you just gave away my secret.
I'm sorry. I'm getting to where I can skim really fast, you know, trying to keep up with you with your reading Hebrew or Aramaic. I'm getting pretty quickly at skimming.
Well, just for the record, I usually do not look ahead.
No, but I just,
you know, I've read enough of the sections to know what's
just
coming.
From the paragraph, so, you know, I mean, it's right there in front of my eyes. I don't usually read it, so I don't even usually read it before we have class, because I think you get a fresher,
yeah, you do. I agree with you.
You know, if you don't.
Yeah. It's much fresher when you don't read it before class, and we just, you get your first impression as to what is, mm-hmm. you know, what confuses you, what do you understand, and so forth.
Right.
I'm not sure if anybody came on. I thought I heard of someone come on, but it could have been.
Brandela.
I guess Brandy did come on. So you have to read verse 69, because unless somebody has a question, we'll go on to 70, because that's where we were headed.
Okay.
Utrein medorin inun dismikin taim da. Shaul the Avadon, Mandanachet Lishol, Dinin Leia Taman, Kabel En Shea, Besaliku Leia Lindora, Achara Ila, Bekain Darga Betar Darga. Adinun salkin leyaval mandanachlit leyavadon la salkin leya leyalminugin kach ikrei avadon dehavid humikola. And there are two compartments close to each other that are called Sheol and Avadon. Whoever reaches Sheol is judged and punished there, and is then raised to a different but higher compartment. This continues until he is released from there. But those who go down and reach Avadon are never raised from there again. That is why it is called Avadon. The English word is perdition, because they are lost there forever. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, are they telling us that there are two of the lowest compartments, and the lowest one is Abaddon, and the one above that, Sheol? If you go down to Sheol, you can be raised to a higher level, but if you go to Abaddon, you're not going to be raised.
If you think of the good system, there are seven Sephirot, but Yesod and Malchut are always connected and yet not connected. We speak of the male organ having two parts, the stem and the crown. The crown is always concealed in the vagina. And that's the relationship between Sheol and Abaddon. If you go down to the seventh level of negativity, there's no way out. Because Sheol is representing the Yesod, the sixth level. And so it has a connection to Abaddon, but it's separated from Abaddon, just like when we do a sin and Yesod separates from Malchut. So the way you understand the positive system is the way you will apply things to the negative system. Questions, or should I go on?
Question. In the redemption, in the Messiah comes, and the fulfillment of the 1,000 years. Once that is completed, and all the Sephirot are completed, then that pit that holds the unrepentance, I guess, would that be closed forever? Is it going to be covered?
Well, that's what they threaten children with. If you're not good, you're not gonna be able to come back. You're lost forever. That's the way the Christian churches have taught it, as I understand it. But in reality, what we learn in our reincarnation classes is that the good deeds that a impure person does, a person who's going to be sent to Abaddon, that soul cannot be lost, but his essence is going to be given to a different body. And so he no longer has the essence of himself. He becomes part of something else. And that's the meaning of it's lost, but he's not lost. And I'm not sure I'm being clear in what I'm explaining to you, but I hope I am.
Yeah, I understand. So basically, he could reincarnate into anything, not necessarily a body, right? It could be into something else that would have to have a cocoon to release the soul of that vessel.
That's correct.
Okay, because, you know, that makes sense, because we have to, the main goal of us in Malchut is to bring all the sparks together as a whole for the for Keter, or for Adam, basically. We have to bring that vessel all back into one piece. So to me, that
Correct.
Means no soul to every loss. because they're all
and
needed to repent. Excuse me?
That is correct. That is correct. But no soul, the energy of a soul can never be lost. It's eternal. But in this lifetime, the Hanoch has a composite of soul, of soul sparks, parts of the body, parts of the soul. So Hanoch identifies as Hanoch. But if Hanoch doesn't do his work properly, his soul goes down to Avadon, and he no longer has the connection, the consciousness of being Hanoch. And he will never get that consciousness back. The parts of my soul, if God forbid, if that were to happen, would be distributed in various other people or other animals or other plants, but there would be no connection to who is Hanoch. Is that making sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So my thought pattern is, so is it important to reincarnate in your body that you were given at the time your soul was placed into it? Is that something that we need to, or how important is that to being reincarnated in your body in when Messiah comes and all the souls are lifted up? You know, they come alive again. I'm trying to connect that.
I understand the question, and it's an excellent question. I have not really read any answer to that question. My own personal view is we started with Adam and, of course, Chava. And all of the human souls are part of that. So that when the Messiah comes, in that 1,000 years of peace and serenity, we are going to spend that 1,000 years finding all of the different components, all of the different parts of our body and soul, and we're going to have to find a way to unite. So in answer to your question, it's only important to start out that way, because as in my personal example, Hanoch has a mother and a father. And if Hanoch doesn't come back as Hanoch, that connection to be my of the souls of my mother and my father won't be able to be found. It'll be much more difficult to find those connections. But if I come back in the body of Hanoch and my parents are resurrected in their bodies, we will be able to find it much easier to find each other and to be in affinity with each other and to unify with each other. Because remember, there's the way souls reincarnate, they reincarnate as groups because they all have tikkunim together, based on the mistakes that they made in previous lifetimes. So one time, your child was your father, or your child was your mother. And in this lifetime, they are your children. So there are tikkunim to that need to take place. And so if they can't find, if you couldn't find your child because they went down to Avadon, God forbid, then those soul sparks that have been dispersed into other places and people and constituents, you're going to find it much more difficult to find them and to unify with them. But all of what I just said is only my personal musings on the same question you asked. Doesn't mean that it's correct. Now I have everybody speechless.
No, I'm thinking.
Me too. I'm just thinking through that process.
For some reason, I thought it would be done for us, but we wouldn't grieve for what we didn't have or what we lost.
Well, I guarantee you, as a mother or as a father, you would grieve for a child who you could not find.
But I would think you wouldn't know that.
No, you would.
I don't know. There's something wiping away.
In the world of Mashiach, everything is known. You have access to all of the historical lives. If all of those memories are available to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope the Bible characters are included, because I've always looked forward to that. I expected all these that I studied and that helped me through knowing their what they did and how they carried on, you know, helped me through a lot of, times in my life, you know, it gave me encouragement, I guess you'd say. And that's always been one of my desires, is to be able to meet them.
You broke up at the beginning. To meet who?
The Bible characters that have meant so much to me and given me encouragement during different parts of my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And yes, they're going to be resurrected, and we will meet them.
Mm-hmm.
I've often said well, you're going to have to wait to talk and ask Moses what he really meant. What was he thinking at that moment?
Yeah, really.
Whatever moment were you doing this?
The definition of family from a spiritual world, and I can understand what you're saying about it would grieve to know that you can't find your child, you know, when we pass to the different world, or in the final, when the Mashiach comes. And I guess that's why, you know, as a family, in the Bible, you have a father and a mother, a man and wife, and you have children. So it only makes sense to me that in the end you would find that unit again, you know, that family unit, because it's so important to creation and to bring in revealing Hashem to the world. And once that unit comes together, then you will go as a whole, you know, as a group, as you said, as
right.
a whole. And okay, what happens if you don't have that family member and they are not to be found? I mean, is that
you're going to have to go through a process of them finding you or you finding them.
Just think if you've done genealogy and you've gone back to the 1600s and you felt like you knew these people by the time you spent so much time on them and the connection that you have for them, even
right.
though all you have is a name and maybe some descriptions of what they went through or where they lived. And I would think all of these souls would be, you know, your children would be somewhere in there. You're going to find them.
Exactly.
I told you to study and just to pray. You should have listened to your mother and your father. Of course, I didn't listen to my mother and father half the time either. So here we are. We'll all be pointing the finger at each other. But
I listened very closely to my parents and didn't pay attention at all, didn't do what they said at all. But I listened.
What happens if the essence of the soul has left that vessel and it is not to be reincarnated into that child or mother or father, whatever that may be? But if let's say the essence went into a rock, would I have the rock as part of my unit? I mean,
the human soul doesn't stay in the rock.
Okay.
The human soul will grow out of the rock. The rock gets destroyed by water, or you know, something breaks it apart, and the human soul then is released. And it's ready yet now for its next incarnation. But you're thinking in terms of there's a human soul that it seems to be in the shape of a body. But in reality, that human soul is one part of 613 parts.
So you would know the garment of that, not so much a human body as we have today in this world, in Malkut, you would just feel the essence of that soul.
Yes, you would know that that soul belongs with your community, with your group of souls, a new group of soul parts.
And the Mashiach will he be available to help us? I think somewhere as I read where he could smell your garment, you know, your soul, I guess.
Yes, yes, he will have a significant enhanced smell capability where he will know where you belong, and that will be part of the process.
Okay.
There will be for him to help you find the appropriate soul parts to go with you. But again, this is all conjecture. It's not something that I have read from pages. So, and my teacher was very clear. I should never teach anything that was not taught to me by a sage, meaning something I've read or that I heard specifically from a teacher. And that's why I strive very carefully, because I have had lots of these kinds of thoughts and contemplations, and I strive very, very carefully to always tell you when it's coming from me and not something I've read or been taught.
Well, you know, Nose on one of our charts has the gematria of 63, and 63 goes with Venus and Venus understanding. So I think it's going to be worked out. I don't think it's something that we have to labor over. I just think
you are right. It will be revealed in its time when it's ready to be revealed. That doesn't mean that the curiosity isn't there.
Right.
You know, my mother always told me that groups of souls come down together, and
Correct. That's
why you see a lot in times that when one soul dies, it's not to, or goes where, you know, because we're not supposed to think about death. But anyway, when they go to the other side, that you'll find that most all of them that had come together usually end up going within a year, year and a half, something like that, 6 months, you know, and you'll see them all go. They just all go. And that's kind of what happened to my family. They all went. And I got left. But
That just means you didn't belong to that group, because in the time of the Shoah, the Satan created the chaos in the physical world, but he also was given permission to create chaos in the reincarnation laws. So many people found themselves sent into homes and families that they really didn't belong to. And that's why so many people have been finding their way back.
Well, that's a good explanation, because I never felt like I really belonged. I mean, even physically, I look different than the folks in my family, you know? So, I guess so.
And today, I was at a family, well, it was Tony's family, funeral, and everyone there Catholic. And I'm thinking to myself, why just us pulled out? You know, why not them too? And that sort of answers my question, you know. Also, I noticed when I did Gene of the Jew, which was about the year 2000, so it's kind of been a while, but one of my friends asked me to do hers because, or do a section of hers, because she had family who had come from St. Martinsville area. What I found was that her family lived along the Bayou Teche. We weren't kin, but they lived, they were neighbors, let me put it that way. And here, three generations later, she's moving here to Lake Charles, and my grandparents had moved to Lake Charles. So it was like three generations later, and the families are still staying in the same city together, even though they've moved to a different place. So it's like the soul's still sticking together. Now, we weren't kin, but we were friends, and our grandparents and great-grandparents were friends and neighbors in another city in Louisiana, not very far away, about 2 hours away. So, and then Judy and I found each other by my going to Texas to do a teaching there. And so, I mean, you can see the family units and the friends even staying together, even if they move from place to place in different generations.
That's neat.
We're out of
so
time.
So, were you our big brother all at one time?
Was I your big brother all at one time? No, I've been teaching the Kabbalah for 19 years.
For our group. You must have been our big brother at one time.
No, I just have been teaching the Kabbalah for 45 generations.
Well, there you go. Maybe I'll do better this time than I've done before.
Okay.
If you evacuate next time, I'll say, if there's ever another one, God forbid, you evacuate, we'll say you did good. You made that correction.
Hannah even was going out of her comfort zone and letting you bring the animal. So you know that there's some love there.
I changed my name to Mrs. Noah.
I called her Naomi. That's what I called you.
Yeah.
Judy,
Mrs. Noah.
Wonder Woman.
And I had 9 critters to move.
You all
but
have
even,
a beautiful.
Even Naomi let them go when the flood ended. So keep that in mind, too. Oh, well.
You all have a beautiful evening.
Okay,
we'll have
thank
a class
you.
At we'll have a class at the 7 o'clock time about the Teshuvah, and hopefully I'll be able to stay up again tonight to 8:30 so that we can get the Tikkuni Zohar in, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, thank you.